From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Israel's defense minister says Israel is willing to accept a ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza. This comes after days of violence. The BBC's John Donison reports from Gaza City.
After a night of relative calm, both Israel and Hamas say they are ready for a truce if the other stops firing. Speaking on Israeli radio, the country's defense minister, Ehud Barak, said there would be quiet if militants cease their attacks. A Hamas spokesman in Gaza said Palestinian factions did not want an escalation, saying that if Israeli aggression stopped, there would be calm. Much now will depend on Hamas's ability to stop all rocket and mortar fire from Gaza. It has failed to do so in the past.
The BBC's John Donison reporting from Gaza City. The Libyan government says it has shot down two helicopters used by rebel forces in the skies over the oil city of Brega. The government says the helicopters were U.S.-built Chinook helicopters, according to the Associated Press. The reports could not be immediately confirmed, but journalists in the area do report seeing at least one rebel helicopter on Saturday. A Libyan government official is condemning NATO forces for not enforcing a no-fly zone on the rebels. In Japan, another massive search is underway today for those still missing after the devastating earthquake and tsunami. As NPR's Greg Dixon reports, nearly a month after the disaster, more than 14,000 people are still unaccounted for.
22,000 members of Japan's self-defense forces are participating in the search for the dead, with some assistance from the U.S. military. The effort comes a week after another large-scale search recovered relatively few bodies. Coastal towns hit by the tsunami a month ago are still covered in debris, and combing through the wreckage to locate the dead is a tedious process. This search will not include a 19-mile perimeter around the troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Radiation concerns require special protective gear for searchers in that area. Nearly 13,000 are confirmed dead from the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Tokyo.
President Obama has signed a short-term spending bill to pay for federal operations through Friday. It's the first piece of an agreement reached between Democrats and Republicans to cut billions of dollars in spending, averting a government shutdown. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The president paid an unannounced visit to the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday, where he told surprised tourists it was the kind of compromise he hopes there will be more of in the future.
That's the kind of future cooperation I hope we have going forward, because this is what America's all about. Everybody from different places enjoying those things that bind us together. And it's wonderful to spend time with you guys. I hope you have a great time. All right?
The deal was reached just ahead of the midnight deadline Friday and will keep the government running for the remaining 6 months of the current fiscal year. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
National weather forecasters say the northern plain states will see more rain today as a heavy spring storm moves from the Rockies. This is NPR News in Washington. A huge fire that's burned 125 square miles in West Texas continues to burn out of control.
The fire has reached town, actually has gone through Fort Davis at this time. We have lost about five structures that I know of.
Fort Davis volunteer firefighter Jim Fowler says it is the worst fire he has seen in 13 years. Officials say the fire could get even worse before it gets better because of hot, windy conditions across much of the state. Sidney Lumet, the award-winning director of such memorable films as Network, Serpico, and 12 Angry Men, died at his New York City home Saturday. NPR's Allison Keyes says he reportedly had been suffering from lymphoma.
Lumet's characters are visceral people who often must navigate extremely complicated situations. Here's a scene from his final film in 2007, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, where two brothers organize the robbery of their parents' jewelry store. Here, they're talking about resolving a $10,000 debt.
Play it by ear, see what happens. Maybe we pay him.
He's never gonna let us off the hook. All right, we're gonna be paying him back for the rest of our lives.
In a statement, one of the film's stars, Philip Seymour Hoffman, called Lumet a true master who loved directing and working with actors like no other. Lumet was born in Philadelphia but moved to New York City as a child and was insistent about working in the city he loved. In a 1995 NPR interview, Lumet said part of his job as a director was to become whatever helps an actor fulfill what they're doing. Sidney Lumet was 86 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Gil Robbins, a star of the early 60s group The Highwaymen, is dead. A publicist for his son, actor Tim Robbins, says the folk singer and guitarist died in Mexico at age 80. The group produced five albums, with the best song being known as Michael. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.